With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
All right. I am super excited to be joined by Javon Ward, a player in the Brewers organization. Javon, how's it going, Brent?
Good, man.
You mentioned before we started recording that you're happy to be back in California. When you're not in California, were you staying in Arizona with the team facility and stuff? Like, or where were you before?
Yeah. So the past year, I've lived in AZ.
Okay.
I had just an apartment out there and everything, but I was just going through rehab process with a couple of things, and that's kind of why I was there.
Right.
Blessing in disguise. So yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's a nice day out there in California. I'm in Wisconsin, and you've been here Beloit. In Appleton, beginning of the season, yeah. When there's a chance of snow. I think a couple seasons ago, there was snow on opening night or something like that for the Timber Rattlers. But yeah, man, the weather isn't that nice today. It's cold.
I was about to say, yeah,
it's cold, man.
Two seasons, man. We've had practice. We had a couple days of practice when there was snow and stuff. There's those days out there. It's definitely not my thing. The Midwest is a different animal, but.
That's for sure. Yeah, and I actually grew up in California myself. I grew up in the Bay Area.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're in Southern California. What part of SoCal are you at?
Born and raised in Long Beach, California.
That's awesome. My sister, she's in San Diego.
Okay, cool.
Her husband's a Marine, so he's stationed out there. So, yeah, man. So I haven't really made my way back out that direction. I've been to NorCal to visit my family out there, last maybe. I guess it's almost a year ago now, actually, because it was around February.
Yeah, but
man, it's good. I definitely miss California, but yeah, hey, whatever. It is what it is, man.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I haven't been home in a little while, so it's nice to just be home and enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's peaceful, man. The weather's great. I understand why people want to live here, man.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So you mentioned Arizona. Let's jump in and talk about the Arizona Fall League and stuff. You got
awesome,
the call.
Man.
You got the call to go to the Fall League. And how was that experience? Just getting the call, hey, you're going to go play in the Fall League, especially after the last couple of years.
Yeah, honestly, it was a blessing, man. I really, really wanted to always do that. I would always go to games, watch my friends in the past. So just being able to have the opportunity to do that was amazing. But like I said, I worked really hard for that, man. I'm really happy that I got the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. Did anybody stand out specific to you? Because there's so many good players there, pitchers, outfielders, infielders, whatever it is. Was there somebody who just maybe stood out?
Let me think about it for a sec. Because, yeah, like you just said, there's quite a few different guys out there that were just you were just wow. It was actually, honestly, I've never faced them until this year was Evan Reifert.
Okay.
He used to be with us.
Yeah.
We traded him for Mike Brossa. But I've never stood in the box off of him. But, it's not fun.
No.
Let's just say that. Yeah, he's got some very, very good stuff. It was probably the best stuff I've ever seen, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Evan Reifert, because that's my guy. He's been on the pod twice.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I had him on. He's a good dude, man. He's good people, yeah.
Yeah, so I had him on a little bit after he got traded. We were kind of talking about that. He was kind of upset, but at the same time, it's an opportunity to get traded for a big leaguer. If you go to the Rays and you're a pitcher, they're going to develop you, and you can just see – how much he's improved in the last year going to the Arizona Fall League. And I don't think he gave up a run, and he only gave up one hit. He was just unstoppable.
I promise I'm not the only guy that would say that right now.
Yeah.
There was a lot of guys that didn't look very, very good off of him. I promise. Yeah.
Yeah. And shout out to Evan for doing his thing undrafted. Yeah. It's incredible. His journey from, undrafted to now.
Yeah, I played with him in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, and how was he over there? Was he
a great dude, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you had a home run in the Arizona Fall League that kind of set like Brewers Twitter like in a frenzy. a little bat flip too.
If that's what you want to call it, man, I'll take it.
How was that moment for you?
Yeah. Honestly, man, it was great. Honestly, like that's why I took it in. I'm like, it's been a while. I was telling everybody the same thing, man. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But it was a really good feeling just to be able to do that again, man. It really was. Like I said, felt good, man. Feels good to be back out there.
Yeah, you should have did like a little Steph Curry, like I'm back, you know?
No, man, you still can't do stuff like that. Come on.
Nah, I'm messing. That would have been funny. Maybe next season, yeah. You know, if you start off in Biloxi. Man,
I thought what I did was a nice little subtle flex. It wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah.
I throw the bat up in the air, you know. But I made sure I looked at it for a little bit.
Yeah. No, that's for sure. Who did you hit it off of?
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Okay.
But, he plays with the Giants. He's with the Giants organization.
Okay. Right on. Would you say this off season, I guess, compared to like your other off seasons, is maybe like a little bit more freeing? Or like relax and loose just because based off like, you know, the injuries and all that kind of stuff, like just heading into this upcoming season, you feel maybe just a little bit more like relaxed, do you think?
Yeah, I just think, you know, I've been doing it for a little while now. So I think the expectations and kind of just going through certain things, it's just a little different now. You have a better understanding, which makes sense. Like I said, I've been doing it for a little bit longer now. You get a little better understanding every single offseason. So
yeah.
I think going into this offseason, you know, it's my last year on contract. So I'm going to hopefully, like I said, go out there and do what I have to do. Like I said, I'm excited for the opportunity. Like I said, after not being able to play last year, I'm just very, very excited to even just get the opportunity to put cleats in dirt again, man. Seriously.
Yeah, no, for sure. Have the Brewers, like, talked to you about any, like, where you might start coming through the season or anything like that, or no?
Yeah, you talking to them, guys. You never know.
Yeah. You never know. I'm just thinking maybe, we'll see, maybe they, sometimes we'll see, some people have told me, like you know, they've kind of reached out to them over the offseason, been like, hey, we got some plans for you. Nothing specific, but, you know.
So yeah, we'll see.
Okay,
I'll be ready to go when they call. We'll see what's up, man. Like I said, that's all we can do. I can't control them.
Yeah, I love that perspective. So let's talk about you growing up in California and stuff. Obviously, we're both California kids. Like, different SoCal, NorCal. I'll tell you, that's a huge difference.
I have family that lives in Elk Grove. Yes, it's very
okay.
Different.
Yeah. So heading like baseball talent like all over California is just incredible. There's so many good players. California, Florida, Texas, like the weather is just beautiful. Like you can practice year round. You were the third ranked outfielder in California. Do you know who the second ranked outfielder was?
Was it Garrett?
Yeah.
It was Garrett. I was about to say, I'm trying to think who else left. Yeah,
it was Garrett.
But yeah.
Like, it's awesome. Yeah, it's funny. Do you have any funny Garrett Mitchell stories? Because obviously, like, we would love to hear how he was when he was younger.
Oh, man. I wouldn't say anything crazy younger. Actually, there's this, I think one of the first times I ever met him, I think we were like 15, 14, we were like sophomore last year. But he did like a windmill dunk in flip-flops. And I was just like, this is insane. But I mean, like, you see him play, you're like, wow. Well,
yeah.
The athleticism makes sense. He does all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew he could do that. It's pretty obvious. I promise I saw this a long time ago, but yeah.
So was it like at the gym or just like?
We were just kind of messing around outside and stuff.
So he windmill dunked outside in flip flops.
Yeah, it's impressive, man.
That's really impressive. Yeah. That's incredible. So obviously you guys are, you know, top talent there in the state and stuff. Like, how good was your high school growing up? Like, were you just like maybe that one dude like on your team or like in the area? Because obviously there's a ton of talent. But like, how was it for you growing up in high school and playing?
Honestly, yeah, I played. I went to Long Beach Poly for my first 3 years of high school.
Oh, okay.
And then I ended up transferring to Gar High School my senior year. But to be completely honest with you, I really didn't play a lot at Long Beach Poly. Most of the like stuff and the accolades you see is like from me playing in the summer and just doing well with wood bats, which is what we get to use now. So, yeah. But I mean, like every high school guy that's going through the draft process understands that you have to do well in the summer against good competition. I think I just took advantage of that more than anything throughout my high school career. But everything was, it's different. Like I said, we get to play year round, but that's the beauty of everything. But yeah, I enjoyed high school though. It was fun. Like I said, it was cool. But like I said, I transferred to Gar my senior year and it was definitely different. It was a different experience, but it was still cool. Like I enjoyed it. There's a lot of, you know, I've made lifelong friendships from both schools and I keep them like till today. So.
Which team had like a better high school baseball or what high school had a better baseball team?
I would definitely say Gar had a better baseball team than Poly, yeah. I mean, like, it's pretty blunt. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So how was like the area code games for you and like the summer stuff like that? Like who was maybe some guys that stood out to you there that maybe are in the pros now? I mean, obviously Gary Mitchell, but like who else did you play with out there?
Man, this is so long ago. I'm really thinking but yeah, I mean, like I played on the Canes with Joe Adele, is a really good friend of mine to this day.
Okay.
But in high school, when he seeing a guy throw 95 and hit like 4 and 50 foot home runs in high school was, I thought it was insane, to be quite honest with you. But there was a lot of guys like that. But I, honestly, like I said, just being around Joe, to be honest with you, he was the most impressive to me that I saw throughout the summer, that summer circuit.
Yeah. Yeah. So you obviously get drafted out of high school, but you were committed to USC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how was the visits there? Did they take you to the football game or anything like that? Like,
yeah, it was cool. So my uncle actually, he played football there. So I've like kind of been familiar with the school for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, his name's Mark Carrier. His name's Mark Carrier. I've kind of been familiar with the school for a while, but I mean, like the access that you get being an athlete at that school is just, it's amazing, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you live in Southern California, you see the football team now.
Yep.
I don't know where else you'd want to go. If you live in Southern California, you're going to one of the top private schools in the country.
Yeah.
There's not much of a decision.
Was UCLA at all an option or no?
No, I really wasn't thinking about UCLA very much.
What other schools did you visit? Yeah.
I was pretty straightforward. I committed to SC my sophomore year. Like I really didn't think about going anywhere else.
All right, so you go to school your sophomore year. Like how? Like I would have been so cocky as a, you know, as a 15, 16 year old. Like
I still look at it. I mean, like, you're definitely like. I mean, like it's definitely awesome that I got to do that. You know what I mean? Like it's not like I'm like disregarding that, but you know, I'm still like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Like just say that out loud. You know what I mean? Like it's still like you really haven't done anything. Yeah, I feel like I've just always craved more and stuff, so that's why it wasn't like a huge thing.
That's fair. And kids are committing so early now. There's like So for maybe like, what advice would you have for like high school kids nowadays? Because obviously, like I said, they're committing so early. Like whether they want to go to college or try to go pro, like what advice would you have for maybe even like a younger you?
Honestly, I would just say get really good at the game of baseball, and that doesn't mean just the physical. No, seriously. I know it's funny, but like I literally mean like really like. Try and learn about the game and get like as detailed as you can about it, because the higher you go up, it gets very, very detailed. You know what I mean? Not everyone does this for a living. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It gets very, if you want to do to like get to this point.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would say just spend a couple hours every day, like trying to play this,
mm-hmm.
whether it's mental or physical, take a couple hours out of your day and just try and learn something about the game.
Yeah. No, for sure. And like study the game, study hitters, pitchers, whatever your side of the ball you're on. What is maybe one thing you wish you would have done differently? Like maybe as a younger athlete?
Honestly, just appreciate like being out there.
Yeah.
And appreciate the learning process. Appreciate just being out there though. Like some guys, you know what I mean? You play this for a while and like, that's it. You know what I mean? So I would tell every guy that's playing right now to appreciate their time on the field. Seriously.
Sure. For sure.
Whatever that means to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But appreciate the time you get to put cleats in dirt.
Yeah. No, for sure. Because you never know when that's going to end, right? And, like, I mean, even for you, like, I'm sure there's probably been times in your career with the injuries and stuff if you thought, like, hey, am I ever going to play this game again? So, like, that's super huge. Just be like, enjoy the moment and live in the moment.
Enjoy it. Yep. Enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. So you were committed to USC. Was there a round that you might have gotten drafted at that you were going to be like, okay, I'm going to college? Or, like, how hard was that decision to go pro versus college?
Honestly, my decision came down to kind of just what did I want to do?
Yeah.
I've always told myself, and I told my parents, and they noticed, like, I've always said I wanted to be a professional baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had the opportunity to do that, at the end of the day, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Like, when you really get down to the black and white, like, question, it was a no-brainer. Yeah. So if I had the opportunity to do that, and I did, and that was kind of it. I think going through the process, it's definitely complicated because you really don't know when you're, like, they can tell you, but like until the call happens, you really have.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Me personally going through that process, it wasn't a round or a specific round or anything. It was kind of just trying to see, like, you know, obviously the leverage aspect of, you know, was I going to sign or was I not? But, you know, it at the end of the day, it worked out the way we wanted it to. And I'm a professional baseball like I wanted to. And here we are.
Yeah. And you were drafted, you were 17, like a little bit over, a little bit older than 17 and a half. Like, what was that experience for you as like, you're 17 and you're getting a call from a major league team like, hey, we want you to come in our organization?
Yeah, I was still like in class, like, you know what I mean? It's still pretty, you know what I mean? It's still really cool, and every high school guy who's been through that process could probably like attest to that. But you know, it's very cool. It's like I said, it's a very cool experience. It's a very like even if it wasn't everything you wanted it to be, like still being able to like get the call and it happened, you know what I mean? Like you worked very hard for that moment and and it happened.
Yeah.
So
did you have a draft party?
no, it wasn't anything like that. Like I said, I was pretty much at school, like I was like in class, like we still had stuff to do. So still had to finish that out, man. We didn't know if I was gonna sign. Still had to make sure I got my diploma and stuff.
Were you actually in class when they called you?
Yeah, I was actually at like I think it was like a graduation rehearsal or something like that. Yeah.
That's crazy. So like
Right?
did you answer the call or did you miss and like okay, I'll call them back or
No,
we
my agent called me and they told me and everything. It was cool though. Like I said, it was really cool. It was still amazing. Like I said, it was amazing. Just being able to like I said, just appreciating that moment once again. Looking back at it, it's still awesome.
Yeah, and it's the accumulation of like all that work that you, your parents, like your whole family really kind of put into that to see it like come to fruition in getting drafted. But then also knowing that it's just the beginning, right? Because like you get
100%.
drafted and now you got to like go to that next level.
There you go. But I mean, like I said, I feel like when I was just going through that process, I always said I wanted to be a professional baseball player. So I feel like I just always wanted more. And I feel like you kind of always got to be chasing something just to make sure you're right and keep you right.
No, for sure. What were teams? Did you know that the Brewers are interested in you? Because obviously you're in high school. You probably do you do questionnaires and stuff? Like, I'm not too sure how the high school.
Yeah. No, so we filled out, I think going through area code and doing a couple things they had is just unlike they kind of have every guy like kind of listed out. You
Okay.
know what I mean? Like you kind of just get the stuff. It's almost like everybody except for like a few teams doesn't contact you. And at that time yes, I was relatively popular in high school, so it was nice. But it was cool. Like I said, like it was nice to go through that experience. It was very stressful though. Any guy, like I said, could probably be, yeah, it was definitely a different experience, yes. But
I think you're maybe only the second or third guy that I've talked to who's been drafted out of high school. So it's I'm
oh,
actually
yeah,
yeah,
it
a lot of
doesn't. That's another thing I've noticed. Yeah, it doesn't happen that much. So when I meet high school guys that get drafted, I say like appreciate this because there's not a lot of you. There's not a lot of us that do it. You know what I mean?
Like Cam, I had him on recently.
Yeah, he was the same draft class as me. Yeah,
Oh, was he? Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
we were. Yeah, man, Cam's my boy. That's the boy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, no, he's legit. Like he's so cool. Like just getting to talk to him and like in communication with him afterwards and stuff. Like he's just very like down to earth. Like very cool guy.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of these guys are, to be completely honest with you, yeah.
So I was talking to him and I asked him like he was in I think he was 17 as well when he got drafted, which is crazy that you guys are 17 year old and getting drafted and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You go from 17 years old with like no money. And then all of a sudden you're drafted and you get a
Yeah,
decent signing
dude.
bonus. Like, what was that first thing that you bought for Cam? It was like a Jeep. It was like if he bought a what is it? A mailman Jeep.
The doors are what's wrong with the doors or something? Yeah, that's right. I remember when you did
It was
that.
like right-handed,
Oh my
no,
goodness.
left, right-handed driving Jeep. So it was like the opposite side of the it was like European style.
Yeah, it was. I remember when you did that. But the first like crazy. It was probably I bought myself a nice car. I bought myself like a nice Mercedes.
Okay.
But like I said, I always wanted a Mercedes.
Yeah,
So I had the opportunity and I got to it. There you go. So yeah, that
no,
was
yeah, and
probably
you might
good.
as well. You might as well. You gotta, I mean, not everyone's Cam gonna run around in a Jeep that's like a mailman Jeep, you know?
I can't believe you did that still. It's still
Yeah,
funny.
I asked Justin Jarvis, also in the Brewers. He told me the first thing he bought was a chain, but I'm like, really? He didn't really appear.
Yeah. Jarve's another good friend of mine, yeah.
He's
So yeah,
been.
Jarve. I think it was like a gold chain, yeah.
He's
Good
been on the
man,
pod
that's
too.
right.
He also got drafted out of high school. The Brewers have, I guess the Brewers do have a couple guys who are,
Just a few. Just a few of us still walking around.
That's cool. So do you ever like hear guys talking about like their college experience and then like seeing like, oh man, UCLA, USC, like the tailgating and all that kind of stuff? Like, man, I kind of missed
100%.
out.
I mean, I ask guys all the time, how was their college experience from like all sorts of different schools? Just, you never know. Like it was definitely like not going through, like I've heard obviously like college, like you meet your lifelong friends, like, it's different than high school. Like, you know what I mean? So I ask guys all the time how it would have been. I'm sure it would have been awesome, but like I said, I had a different goal in mind and here we are.
Well, hey, I said you're back in pro ball no matter what. I mean, whatever everyone's path to getting to where they want to go is different.
Exactly.
You're on your own path, and that's kind of the way I mean, you can look at other people and like, oh, wow, they had fun parties or tailgating, meeting all these kind of cool people and all that. But like, you are still being able to do your own path. You're still on your way to pro ball in pro ball. So 100%, like it's everyone has their own path and everyone's journey is different.
100%. Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. So how was your time in the minors? You obviously go from 17, your first pro, you go right to Arizona for like the rookie ball. How was that experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, like the last few years in minor league baseball, I've gotten, the cool thing about it is you get to travel, you get to go to different places you probably wouldn't go. But, you know, I've been to some interesting places over the last few years. Even Appleton, Wisconsin is an odd place to go. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was in AZ my first year, and then I went to Helena, Montana my second year. That was an experience.
Yeah.
Obviously coming from here and then going there. It was very, very like rural.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not a lot of people there, which is completely different than what I'm used to being in California.
Yeah.
So, and I actually, I don't know if Cameron's seen, but yeah, our high school class, we actually got to go to the Dominican Republic for like 10 days. So that was a cool experience too, just to like, you know, if you've never gone over there and like been like, not just like in the resorts, but like actually like, you know, behind the scenes, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's still very different. You know what I mean? And you like, I came back and I definitely could say, I appreciate things a lot more seriously. So
did you go there to play baseball for like a couple weeks?
It was for spring training.
Okay.
It was very quick. It wasn't long. It was, like I said, it was about 10 days. It was just, like I said, it was almost like they were just showing us like a different part of the world, which I appreciate seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Central America.
Okay, cool.
So we would go travel a lot to different countries, and you come back and you kind of have that extra appreciation for like the things you don't even think about, like the water,
you
the electricity.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, like cold. Yeah, we didn't have hot water it wasn't hot. It was warm. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me rephrase that. You know what I mean? It was just like as simple as that. It's like, dang, I can't even take a hot shower today. Like, that's just how it is. But I'm saying, people grow up there their whole lives. Like, that's how they're used to that. Like, you know what I mean? Even mm-hmm. the luxury of being able to take a hot shower, like, as simple as that, seriously.
Yeah, it's just things you forget about. Again, it goes all back to perspective. Like, I mean, that's just the perspective is just kind of how your life is really based off. Like, you know, you make it how you want to make it. You talked about going to a bunch of random places as a minor leaguer and like in rural, like in like, Appleton, Beloit. What is like the craziest or maybe like the weirdest, strangest place you've been to where you're like, I would never come here. I'm never coming here again.
Probably like in Montana.
Okay.
Be, like, completely honest with you. Like, it was just very, like, it was very odd to me. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think we played in a place called, I think it was Clinton, Iowa. That never again. Ever.
Yeah. That's high A, right? Yeah,
it was for the Marlins at the time. It was low A at the time for the Marlins when I played there. I think it was in 2019. But yeah, we never again. I hope never again. Ever. Oh, it's just, it's actually crazy, actually. It's funny because you're just, like I said, growing up here and going to other places. I appreciate being able to see other sides of the world. But yeah, I'm good. I'm going to stay over here.
Is Clinton, Iowa the locker room that's like dirt floor?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I've heard about this place. Isn't that crazy? It's nasty.
Hot. Like I said. No, I was, I'm telling you, I was shocked when I walked in there. I was like, oh, this is great. We're here for like 3 days. Are you serious? But yeah, it's okay. Like I said, man, you appreciate it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then, Beloit, Wisconsin too. Beloit in the old stadium that the locker room is like nothing there. And like, I've talked to guys, field is
very
bad too.
Happy that they upgraded.
Oh, for sure.
Very happy. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
They did a good job too.
Yeah. Oh, the stadium's beautiful. I went there to see Brandon Kinnear pitch. That's my guy too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, awesome.
Toward the beginning of last
season. You know all the Brewers guys.
Yeah. I've had a ton of them on. Jarvis, Kinnear. Who else have I had on? Cam. I had Evan before he got traded. But yes, I've had a ton of Brewers on. Like I live in Wisconsin, so I mean, like, now I live in Wisconsin, so like I live about 45 minutes or so from Beloit. And then like an hour and a half from Appleton. So like, yeah, it's cool. That's just cool. Being able to get now Beloit's the Marlins, but even still, like it's cool. Like just being able to get a lot of the local guys on. So that I enjoy that.
Definitely.
Sure. So you had a torn knee. You had Tommy John. You had a couple of different injuries. Obviously as a baseball player, that's, you know, it completely sets back your whole like career and season and all that kind of stuff. Like, how do you stay mentally strong, or how did you stay mentally strong during those times? Because that has to be extremely like tough to deal with.
Yeah, honestly, going through that process, like,
mm-hmm.
I've always seen, like, you know, you see guys get hurt, like it's just a part of the game now. That's kind of how it is. But, you know, actually having to go through that process, yes, it was very tough. It was draining. Yes, it was. And I won't say to anyone, every guy that's ever had to go through a rehab process, mm-hmm. I have a completely different level of respect for. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the time I had to spend because I really had to like ground myself and like learn about myself because I had a lot of time. You know what I mean? And here's the thing, like you can, you know, the time goes, time's going to go by, but you can sit for a year and, you know, you can look back and be like, wow, that went by really quick.
Yeah.
But you can also like take that time and learn something about yourself or try and improve something. And that's what I wanted to do. I was like, all right, well, I'm hurt. I can't play this year. I need to try and improve in some way, shape or form. I just have to. Like I said, I always wanted more and I still to this day, that's the mentality I feel like you need to have. So it was tough though. Yeah. Like, but like I said, to stay grounded, I really just tried to, there were some hobbies I had, like, you know, I had a good friend group that I had out here, but you know, at the end of the day, I just honestly grounded myself and I tried to like really, really like learn about myself. I started reading more. I just started to try and like open up different pathways in my brain. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You talk about reading. Do you do like meditation at all or like journaling or no?
I don't do meditation. I think journaling is very, very beneficial. Mm-hmm. I personally do not do it though. I think it's very beneficial though, because I feel like if you write your thoughts out, it is helpful. Yes.
Yeah. And you talked about like learning about yourself or like finding yourself, like what did you learn about yourself or maybe something you thought like, okay, I have this time off, but like, this is going to help me moving forward for sure.
I learned that I am a lot stronger than I thought I was.
That's awesome.
From both aspects of the game. So it was, like I said, I think that time I had in like going through the physical therapy rehab process, I appreciate it. Obviously I couldn't change it. You either go with it and embrace it or you fold up.
Yeah.
And that was not an option.
What hobbies did you learn? I talked to guys who are also rehabbing some pick up like cooking, gaming, like a lot of time, just kind of gaming, golf. I've heard guys do like, what did you do or learn that, you know, you're like, okay, moving forward, like I'm a golfer now, or I'm a chef, or whatever, whatever it may be.
It's funny. I enjoy playing video games. I do enjoy doing something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, something to get on a game. I started golfing not too long ago. Actually, I feel like as a baseball player, it's almost like it's just in your nature to start golfing. I don't know why,
but everyone does. Yeah.
That's no serious. Like I really didn't realize how many guys did it. It's like probably about 80%. Like it's crazy to be honest with you. But yeah. So I joined that wave. It took me 5 years, but here, like I said, here we are.
Man, I'm so bad at golf. I'm not even going to lie.
I promise I won't even talk about it. I am not even close to being DC.
Who'd you golf with?
I honestly would just kind of, I just started picking it up like maybe a month or so, like a month or two ago.
Oh, okay.
But I just kind of like, I had a roommate that was very into it. So I always like watched it on the TV and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Golf on the TV is something also I don't think I'd ever get into.
I don't know how guys do it, but like
I
guess you can learn a lot. But people, like, I sit and watch baseball and people look at me, they say the same thing. So I'm like, all right, well, I definitely don't know what you're thinking about, but yeah.
But they say baseball is a boring sport. Like for me, I can watch baseball. I watch a ton of baseball. Like I consume a lot. I can't see how, maybe that's probably how people who enjoy golf probably feel the same. That's probably their own mindset to like, you know, how do you not enjoy
this? That's what I'm saying.
You know?
It's the perspective. Yeah, you said it earlier.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. You're right. I'm gonna have to call this episode perspective. You know,
yeah, you might have to. I was about to say.
But hey, I'll tell you this, man. When you go to spring training, you're gonna golf. I'm sure you'll be golfing so much because like all the guys out there, like they're all golfers.
Yeah, everyone's out there doing it.
Yeah,
I'm not a pitcher though, so I'm not gonna get off early. That's the thing.
That is true. That's a good point.
We're gonna miss. We miss tee time. Yeah, position players miss tee times unless you're off that day.
And, yeah.
No big league time for me yet, so.
Yeah, that's true. I have a lot. That's true. I've talked to a lot of pitchers who are like, yeah, spring training is not too bad for us. You know, we show up, do a little bit of work.
Yeah, play catch.
And then they go.
Like, there's not much else they need to do. Like, you know, I can't be mad at them.
Yeah. And then they go golfing. You know, that's just living the life out there. Man.
There you go.
Did you pitch at all in high school?
Yeah, I actually pitched like my freshman and like sophomore year.
Oh, nice. Like how was that?
It was fine. Like I think you should like try and do everything you can. Like if you play baseball, like if you can, like sure. Like I think putting your body in different positions, different movements is important. Yeah. So if you can pitch and do that stuff, sure. But I like to hit at the end of the day. So we kind of got to a point where it was like, all right, well, this really isn't. You know, I don't need to do this very much.
Anymore. Yeah. That's so, true. What other sports did you play? Were you just strictly baseball?
I played like football and basketball like a little bit growing up. It wasn't anything crazy. Like I got to high school and pretty much like locked in on baseball, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. But like I said, if any guys from now, all the things that I've learned now, yes, like if you can play another sport, like do it. Like
all power to you. Like, put your body through different motions, all that stuff. Or just train like that, one or the other way.
That's true. That's true. It's a good point. I mean, you also live in California, though, where it's sunny. And, like, because here in the Midwest, like, guys who can't play baseball during the winter or whatever, they play basketball. So a lot of, like, high school guys would do something else. Yeah. And it's just kind of funny how, like, depending on where you live and stuff, like, everything's kind of different. So you also talk about staying strong mentally and, like, tough and all that. So you're back from your injuries now. You had a good year in 2021. You didn't play much at all.
Oh, I didn't play at all.
Yeah, because you got injured. Like
blank slate. Yeah, blank slate.
Wow. Well, you know, fingers crossed, knocked on wood, bro.
Oh, dude. Like I said, appreciate cleats and dirt. But like I said, my only time playing was the fall league.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was the first at-bat since 2021.
Dang. That's crazy, man. And then you got to face Evan Reifert.
Thankfully, I faced him a little bit into it. I got a little going first. But yeah, no. I'm glad I didn't have to see someone like him every time. That would have been very, very frustrating.
Yeah. So do you have any funny minor league stories? Because I've talked to guys who, like, they go to hotels, they pull back the sheets and just, like, bugs there, blood broken down. Like, it's crazy, like, the stuff minor leaguers go through, bro. But, like,
that's tough, too. I'm trying to think. I mean, those moments happen not all the time.
Yeah.
The Brewers take care of us usually, so I'm not gonna say anything about that. But I'm trying to think of something that I can share with you. I'm not gonna lie to you. yeah, I don't really have anything crazy, to be honest with you. There's been nothing like wild that's happened. I've seen it. We've just not even a funny story with me. It's just like I've just seen like guys just get like there. It was snowing in Appleton one day, and a guy just put someone's guys stuff outside. That was pretty interesting because he couldn't find it. Actually, it was funny. That was pretty interesting. But yeah, there isn't anything crazy I could tell you, though, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Did you have you had any like interesting fan interactions? Because like obviously we talk about minor leagues and like the fans they're like right on you. Like either if you're in left field, like you can feel them. Like
oh wow.
Like
actually one time in Billings, Montana, they were like reading they were on my Twitter account, like reading my most recent tweets. It was fucking hilarious. But yeah, I was like, wow, this is because I couldn't, they weren't even like, it wasn't bad or anything.
Yeah.
It was just kind of it was just funny that they went through that much trouble to like do that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, people really are just, you have to be that bored. I'm sorry. Yeah. You just have to be do something like that.
Boy, it's Montana.
I know. I'm playing left field like a minor league game. Like, what could you possibly have else to do? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, here we are.
Yeah, no. Minor leagues are cool though, because like you got like college kids, like fans who are like
100%. Like I said, it's been fun. Like it's fun being able to travel all these places and play. Like trust me, I'm cool. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, for sure. And like it's like the fans are crazy. Like I've had guys tell me like fans have jumped on the team bus trying to like take pictures of them, like getting in fights. Like it's just a unique experience. Like life in the minors, which is cool though. It's
that grind. I was just about to say it's minor league baseball. There you go.
That's awesome. So what do you do when you're not playing baseball? You obviously talked about golfing that as of like a month ago, some video games and stuff. Like when you're not golfing, what do you do for fun?
Yeah. Honestly, I like hanging out with my friends. We just, like I said, I enjoy like living in Long Beach, California or living in Southern California. We go do all sorts of stuff. I enjoy shopping and doing stuff like that. Like just kind of getting out the house, just doing stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could be anything. As long as I'm with coming with my friends, you know what I mean? Like it's I'm good.
I feel that. I respect that. So what is your pregame like? Do you like before each game, like do you have a specific, are you like superstitious at all?
Oh no. You can't be superstitious playing this. No,
I don't know.
No.
Like dude, I've talked to guys who are so superstitious.
I can't agree with that. You cannot. It's too difficult to be straight.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be. Here's the thing. Superstitions make guys feel good.
Yeah.
So if it makes you feel good, it all kind of ties into, you know, you feel good, play good. So there you go.
That's a good point.
So I personally, I am not superstitious. No.
Yeah. So what's the rest of this off season looking like for you? Because I mean, it's really got like a month or two before you head out to Arizona. Like, what are you gonna do for the rest of this for the off season?
We're working every day, man.
Where do you work out at?
I work out actually. It's a facility in Los Alamitos. It's called Champions Quest.
Okay. Are other pro guys there too or no?
No, it's actually I have like a good friend of mine that. I went to high school with. He's like pretty much my trainer and everything.
Oh,
and then,
cool!
Like my little brother works out with me, and just like a couple guys. Like a couple guys are just in the area and stuff.
Does your little brother play baseball as well or no?
Yeah, he's at a JUCO actually here in California.
Oh, what JUCO does he go to?
He goes to Cerritos College, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's
Yeah,
cool.
yeah, yeah. But yeah, he's doing his thing. So we'll
Yeah,
see what's up. Yeah.
JUCO life is it's that's insane, dude. Like
It's a different animal.
bro,
Yeah, it's a
I've heard
different animal,
some
man.
it's crazy stories from JUCO. Like it's like those guys are there's no rules like NCAA rules and stuff. Like they just coaches are a
Dude,
whole animal.
that phrase that people say, JUCO bandit,
Yeah.
like I understand what they're talking about
Yeah.
when they say that stuff. Like that is hilarious, but yeah.
Yeah, is he a freshman or a
He's
sophomore?
a sophomore.
That's
Yeah.
cool.
It's funny because he's like 6'6". Like I'll be the shortest one out of all my brothers, which is hilarious to be honest with you. But
Yeah.
of course I get to throw a stick and I'm 6'4". It doesn't make any sense.
6'4" ain't dude, I'm 5'10", 5'11". So, you know, shout out to us short kings over here living while you 6'4" people out there chilling.
Hey, yeah, I don't know, man. My parents, the guy that got lucky, man. They did
Yeah.
some right.
That's what's up. All right. Well, hey, I do want to appreciate, I want to thank you for coming
Of
on, Javon.
course.
Like, I can
Yeah,
chop it up
definitely.
for forever, man. Like, just talking to you.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stomper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stomper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.